Winding down this last segment of this last hour of this Saturday, May 26th broadcast.
The Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House.
What else can you put down on your garage floor other than epoxy? Well, acid staining is very popular on the interior of the home, but it does create a great look for the garage, and it gives you a lot more options for colors, for styles. And with the type of different sealers and finishes on it, you can get a good durable finish. One thing people like epoxy so well for is it's so industrial and so easy to clean. And with the metallic coatings, you can add that tricked out type effect that, you know, custom hot rods would have and apply that to your floor. But that's not an every homeowner type garage finish.
It's a great way, if you'll read through and our blogs for this past month in May, we spent the whole time in the garage talking about cleaning it, organizing it, storage systems, flooring systems, and cooling it, different ways to cool it. One of the ways you can cool it is with the Evap Cooler Shop Blaster, and if you've caulked the expansion joints and filled them properly and put the epoxy floor, that little shop blaster Evap Cooler glides across the floor like it's ice skating.
So if you're working on this end of the vehicle and it's got a toolbox built on top with a stereo system built in, so you could be listening to Rosie on the House cranking away in your garage, or even if you use that toolbox as even just a hobby tool, you know, it doesn't have to be for shop tools. If it could be for, you know, other carpentry tools or other projects or whatever your little hobby garage is, it's a great, great feature.
But that little roll-around portable Evap Cooler with a stereo system and a toolbox is a great way to cool the garage. We actually also talked about air conditioning your garage with mini splits as another option. If you've properly built your garage and it's properly insulated, it's another great option. So we're polishing off, finishing the garage. Done right, it is one of the most underutilized, great extra activity rooms in the entire house.
And I did get a nice correction here from Dave at Cohills. I did mention Beanie Dew as a product for oil, but no, that's what we use for the glue on indoor-outdoor carpet. It is the citrus-based Do It that you use for the oil on your garage. Thanks for tuning in and catching that for us, Dave, our product specialist down at Cohills. They're open, I think they're open till noon.
And if you want to look at or talk to somebody about doing the epoxy finish yourself, Cohills would be a great place to go, right?
Not only for that, but any type of decorative concrete finish, stamped concrete. The final thing I was going to say about epoxy, over the course of time, that's not something that's a great spot repair application.
Right.
You can hide repairs and blotches and spot work in an acid stain a lot easier. You're going to get, you know, deep cuts or scratches from dropping a tool that in an acid stain's a lot easier to hide that with a paintbrush and touch up. But an epoxy is designed to be a complete coating system. Once there's a hole or penetration in that, spot repair is not all that practical. So
that's
about
right.
Every 10, 12 years, you'll need to remove it and reapply your epoxy coating. But it's a sharp finish when it's down.
It is. So that wraps up garages in our annual calendar, home maintenance calendar. It's our first ever annual home maintenance calendar. We cover a different part of your house every single month. I think we still have a few copies of the calendar left. And if you haven't got your copy, reach out to us.
We send them at the end of every month.
Right.
So everyone that's asked the month of May, you'll get yours now once we wrap it up. And we've got the next 10,000 sitting in the warehouse, so we're not going to run out.
Oh, the next edition did run?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so
I didn't see that got delivered. Okay, I saw the box in the closet And I thought, well, it looks like we only got about 50 or 60 of these first 10,000 left. Okay.
Yeah, the first 10,000 are gone. We've got the second one for the second half of the year. And then we'll have 2019's out about November.
All right, folks. So that wraps us up for this particular week here at Rosie on the House. With our reaching out to help all of you up in Happy Jack, I'm asked all the time, well, Rosie, are you still working, building, and remodeling in the valley? And yes, we are. If you've got a remodeling project you'd like done Rosie right, if you're in Tucson, you'll call John Reuter at Assurance Builders. If you're in Phoenix, you'll call Brad Christensen in the East Valley. You'll call Rosie Romero in the Northeast Valley. You call Kirk Development in the central part of the town. And you'll call TWD on the west side of town. Up in Prescott, you'll call Tom Riley at Renovations. Those are the contractors that will get your project done Rosie right. They're the only contractors that will get it Rosie right. So if you've got a project and that's the way you want it done, when it's finished, and not only when it's finished, but just getting it done sometimes by other contractors is all the agony. Like the poor guy that started the show this morning, contractor rebuilding his house, he's gone. How many times have I heard that? And if you're a tradesman who wants to upgrade your career, find a trades partner at Rosie on the House. I don't know any of my partners right now that aren't hiring. In the meantime, y'all have a great week. Let's hear from you.